So I wonder if you could say your name into the tape recorder.
Jack White.
And can you tell me about your history with the Queen's Own Rifles?
I spent most of my time playing sports, fastball, hockey, and the rest of the time I was in mortar platoon. I achieved a great rank of Master Corporal. Not a hell of a lot more happened. I had a tent fire, pulled a guy out of a burning sleeping bag.
Where was that?
Up in the Comox area when we're on winter warfare. And that's about it. There's a lot of good highlights, and I guess the biggest highlight is so many friends, okay, and comradeship that this association provides. That's more than likely what we're all about.
Do you think it's stronger in the Queen's Own than other regiments?
I wouldn't know any other regiment. I played a lot of sports against a lot of regiments and stuff. We always beat them, so I figured we were the best.
Now, sports, I've been hearing about sports from some of the others. It seems to be quite a big part.
Yeah. We were the best. Over in Europe, we won the championships and everything, and we've always had good hockey teams. And, there's a lot of the hockey players here tonight. Stones, Burns, and all that bunch. Telfer. But you'll run into them.
Yeah, now I've been hearing about Friday night hockey games at Esquimalt.
That's the league, yeah. Yeah. And we played in that, and we carried on with old-timers after we developed an old-timers hockey league on Friday nights also when I was managing the place. And it was very successful.
So you manage the Archie Browning arena in Esquimalt?
I'll clarify that. The job title wasn't manager, although that's all I'd done. It was called coordinator, but I was there to run the whole facility. That included the two lounges, the restaurant, the concession, the skate, the programming, catering service. And that, in fact, Goldstream Catering got a little worried about us a few times because we used to outdo them. They were second best.
What years were you with the Archie Browning Arena?
When did I get out? 75 to 95. And 56 to 75 in the military, and then got out and went to work for Joe Innarelli at the time at the Sports Center. 6 months later, I become the coordinator after he retired. Just stayed there till I retired. I went when I could. And you better remember that too. When you get old enough to go, go. Okay. There's nothing like it. It's just that you run short of time too quick. So, but that's pretty well it in general.
I'm looking at your medals. Were you in Cyprus?
Yes. Anyone you see wearing that when they're in Cyprus?
Right.
That's a conduct medal. Okay. 12 years undetected crime. I don't know how the hell I ever got it, but just didn't get caught, I guess.
Good one.
Well, the other's UN and the other's NATO.
Very nice.
NATO, we served in Norway, a couple of trips there. Beautiful country. If I ever wanted to go back and visit someplace, that would be the place.
Back to Norway.
Yeah. Beautiful people. Tremendous country. Snowbanks higher than this building. We went there in the winter. And again in the summer. And, it was sort of a front line thing for when the Russians were kicking up a little bit of hell. We were what we called the East Mobile Force. We had to be packed and ready to go within a certain period of time. Which kept the wives on edge once in a while. But other than that, not too much happened.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
You're more than welcome. If you can find Dave Stones in this place, he would be the perfect interview.
Hello.
He was one of our best ball players and more than likely our best hockey player.
Yeah. So, I'll look out for him.
Yeah, you try and find him.
You will.
Because he can tell you a lot of good stories.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.